Blog Talk Radio.
Angelic Realm Show here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dax Carlisle, president of the Tarot Guild, co-founder of the IAP, and executive producer of Psychic Talk Radio. I'm coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona, where it's raining buckets right now out there. Angelic Realms Radio is brought to you by the International Association of Angel Practitioners, a.k.a. the IAAP. It's a lot shorter and easier to say, folks, especially on radio. The very first worldwide organization that was formed to educate and support spiritual practitioners. Learn more about the IAP and how you can become a member by visiting us on the web at angelpractitioners.com. Today's episode is also sponsored by the ARE of New York, a nonprofit organization formed by a core group of service-oriented volunteers inspired by Edgar Cayce. Learn more about the ARE by visiting them on the web at edgarcaycenyc.org. That's edgarcaycenyc.org. Angelic Realms Radio is a live call-in show where we discuss topics on angelic communication, energy healing, spiritual entrepreneurship, and much, much more. On today's show, it's open lines. So call in to talk about whatever's on your mind or to ask questions about working with your angels or even becoming a certified angel practitioner yourself. You can also call in for a message from your angels, guidance, or a midi reading. The number to call is 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. You can also listen to the show live and chat with us in the chat room during the show at psychictalk.net/live. Remember, if you want us to answer your call live on air, you have to press the number 1 on your dial pad. So this will flag it on the switchboard. And we do take the calls in the order that they're received. So don't hang up because you'll lose your spot in the queue and be bumped down to the bottom there. So when you dial in, make sure that as soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad if you want to be live on air. Otherwise, you can just listen to the show that way as well. Okay, so now that you have all that information, it's time to start the show. Joining me today are my fabulous co-hosts on Angelic Realms. From New York City, IAAP Certified Master Angel Practitioner Sharona Rapsik, plus IAAP co-founder and Certified Master Angel Practitioner Maria G. Moss from Long Island, New York. Hi, ladies.
Hey, Dad.
Hello, everyone.
Here we are again.
Hi, yeah, here we all are.
Another open line show on Angelic Realms. I like these shows. You never know what you're going to get.
I like that too. I like being surprised.
It's like a box of chocolates.
It's like a box of chocolates. So it's been a couple of weeks. You know, what's been going on with you guys?
Oh, my God. So much goes by in a couple of weeks. It feels like a month. I'm looking at the weather right now, and let me tell you, in New York, we've had some crazy weather this winter. It goes from below zero to, like, almost 60 degrees. And, you know, it keeps fluctuating back and forth like that, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And today, I heard you saying, you know, it's very, it's raining buckets there. We got beautiful sunshine here. It's not too cold out. I mean, I don't know, maybe 40 degrees or so today. You need a coat, but it's not, you know, it's not terrible. It's nice, bright and sunny.
Well, Maria, you know, here in the desert, we got the weird weather going on, too, because we had a lot of rain. You know, we don't really get snow here, although it did snow one or two days, which was, you know, very light dusting, you know, on the Christmas mm-hmm. I remember it was on all the Christmas decorations outside. You know, that was back in December. But it's been weird. It was raining, you know, and then the last several days it's been in the 70s and sunshine and clear skies and gorgeous. In fact, yesterday was really like that, you know, just gorgeous. I'm sitting out on the patio listening to Mary Brown do her show. And then, oh my God, today, completely overcast, clouds everywhere. You know, the whole sky is like one giant cloud and just endless buckets of rain, you know.
Wow.
I mean, I think that's why we, a lot of people around here are, you know, falling ill to colds and stuff like that. It's the constant change back and forth from really, you know, cold weather and rain to the heat and all. What about you, Sharona? What's going on with Sharona? I know you're working hard on a lot of things, a lot of projects.
Yes, a lot of fun stuff. We're going to be, you're going to hear a lot more about a course that I'm developing for everyone. A lot of people have been wanting to learn about how they can use their angels to heal themselves and heal other people. And I have been working on a course, and you're going to hear more about it, where you get the opportunity to heal with the angels using energy healing. And it's going to bring in a lot of really fun things, like how to use the pendulum, how to do etheric cord cutting using a crystal wand, how to use color healing. So it's many of the things that you do in traditional Reiki, but we have added the angels. And I'm just so thrilled to bring this to everybody.
Awesome.
And
awesome.
It is. Let me tell you, it is an awesome course the way it's coming along, because I have had the honor of reading a lot of Sharona's notes as she's going along putting the course together. And it's so well put together, so comprehensive, yet digestible, organized. And I'm really proud to be able to, you know, have this course as an addition to the other wonderful courses that we have on angelpractitioners.com and that we offer through the IAAP, the International Association of Angel Practitioners. So I'm really excited that Sharona's course, the Angelic Reiki, is going to be part of our new master package. And so that the one that we have up until now is just the Certified Angel Practitioner course, which is our foundation course, the Angelic Mediumship, and the Angelic Numerology and Tarot. Well, now we're going to have Angelic Reiki as an option. So for those that maybe are not into mediumship but want to get more into healing, they'll have this option. So they can swap out either one of the two, either mediumship or Angelic Reiki, and still get a master practitioner package, because I just thought that was a great thing to be able to offer people, because the other two core courses that we have are ones that the majority of people will be interested in. But the thing is, mediumship is not for everyone, and not everyone is into doing healing and Reiki and that kind of stuff. So we want to, you know, broaden the options that we have for people and give them more variety so that they can kind of fine-tune and have the master package that suits them the best. So I really am really happy to have this.
Terrific. So should we go to the phone lines, ladies? Are we ready?
Yeah, I'd say so.
I'm awesome. Ready. So let's see.
Bring
them
on, Sharona.
Okay, let's see who has been waiting the latest, the longest.
Okay.
Hello, caller. Area code 406. You are live.
Hi, I think that's me. It's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
How are you guys?
Hello.
Good to hear you.
Oh, it's Kathy.
How are you doing? Hey,
well,
Kathy.
I'm with you, Stax, on this weather, because it was okay in Montana yesterday, and today we're blustery and windy, and snow's kind of blowing horizontally, and it's a whole different bag here today.
It's just crazy.
Wow. It is
crazy. Kathy.
Hi,
Kathy. I'm glad you got through. This is Maria. For anyone that's listening, Kathy is going to be our special guest in 2 weeks, and we asked her that if she had a chance to try and call in today, because we wanted to make sure
that
everything
Kathy.
Was... Yeah, that we wanted to... She had a new headset, and she wanted to test out the mic and see that everything is working well for her before
well,
she comes
on. Well, you sound real good.
Yeah, we can hear you. This is great.
In this storm, it's going to be working 2 weeks from now. Praise God.
Wonderful.
It sounds good.
Yeah.
You sound great.
I would love to hear from my angels today anything that you guys are getting or have to offer. Would just be wonderful.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Let's do this for Kathy. Let's see what we got here. Kathy,
well, I see the Archangel Michael stepping forward.
Go ahead, Sharona. You start.
Yeah. And it's interesting. When you do angelic Reiki, the Archangel Michael is associated with the throat chakra. And I am, first thing I'm getting, you're going to be amazing on the program in 2 weeks, so not to worry about that. You are going to be... you're going to be speaking from your heart, and the main message that I'm getting right now from Michael is that you are very loved, and everyone is going to really love you. So it's like he's just really sending you encouragement that everything is working out in both your personal and professional life. Really good things coming to you, and great new beginnings and new ideas are coming to you. Not to worry about if a little speed bump comes up, not to worry. Like I know you were worried about your headset. Just look at that and just say next, and you can meet any challenge.
That's good to hear. Thank you.
Wonderful. So, Kathy, I'm getting a little feedback and a little... I'm hearing some background noise on your line.
Okay.
Or is that coming from somewhere else? I think it's coming from your line. Are you near a window?
Yeah, I am kind of near a window.
Okay, because I thought I heard like cars and motors or something maybe going on. Okay.
I'm not hearing anything on her line at all on my end.
It's just quiet now.
I'm in the middle of the woods, so.
Oh, okay. So it wouldn't be
probably
a
of some kind.
Okay.
And I'm not outdoors today because of the rain. I'm inside, so I'm not near any windows or cars or anything either.
It was quiet, and then all of a sudden I started hearing like a sound like a motor or something. It probably is just some interference on the line. It's probably nothing that's coming from outside. It's probably just some interference, but I can hear what she's saying, so that's the good part that she's clear. Kathy, I got
Maria?
Archangel Gabriel. Oh, go ahead. Yes.
Just real quick, I'm not getting messages from the angels. I'm just, was fooling around and pulled a couple of cards, Kathy, and I just had to tell you this because it's hilarious. I got the sun card, so despite how the weather is for you and me right now, it's going to get better pretty soon.
We're claiming that.
Wow. Yep. But what is coming through is this year, a message for this year that you're going to have slow, steady progress, and that also there's new opportunities right around the corner coming through. It looks really good. All right. Go ahead, Maria.
Okay,
no.
I'm just be really quick. What I'm getting is Archangel Gabriel coming through for Kathy today, and I'm getting the strong feeling that Kathy's going to, if she hasn't been doing this already, is going to be doing some writing. And I feel it could be in a blog format, something like that. So I don't know if you've been thinking about blogging, Kathy. If you are, go ahead with it and call upon Archangel Gabriel for inspiration. And I also... getting energy of a little dog around you, So I don't know right now if you have a pet at the moment, but or if you had a pet. I'm getting a little dog. Okay, I feel the energy of a small dog.
I have five dogs in heaven, and I have one that lives with me now, Daisy Dale. You've seen her on my Facebook page.
Okay, the one I'm feeling the energy of is a it's not a big dog. It's a small like a smaller dog. And it's got like a curly hair, kind of cream color maybe, you know, not white, but like a creamy color. Okay, and I feel like, yeah.
I have four Airedales and a beagle on the other side. So what you're seeing may well be a past life animal.
Okay, it could very well be.
Mm-hmm.
If you have times where you are maybe in the kitchen doing something and you think you see something on the corner of your eye, like go past or feel something brush against your leg, then it's this dog. It probably is.
All of them
it.
Know that we're forever family. You know, if
yes.
it's this lifetime or a past lifetime or even a parallel one, they know that wherever I am, that's going to be their home. Just as
exactly.
I know that when they're in heaven, that's also my home. You know, so
exactly.
even though I miss them, because it's so hard to not have them still here with me, you know.
No,
on the
they're
earth
with
land.
You.
But,
they're
you
with
know,
us.
They're, truly, they're, you know, I do a lot of animal communication work.
Oh, do you? Okay.
And, you know, there is no disruption in terms of the flow of love between us. You know, it's not,
okay.
and the same thing with human, you know, friends that have passed on. It's a
okay.
big deal, you know, to lose your physical relationship with somebody.
But oh,
I'm
my
really
God.
Adamant,
it's,
you know,
it really
that.
Is.
That's all that death does. Death cannot touch my emotional or spiritual relationships with my dogs.
That's
you know,
true.
That's still there. That's still intact.
I feel
so
this dog around you. And, you know,
yeah.
It's what stands out in the facial features of this dog, too, is its black nose. It's got this really big, wet black nose, and it really stands out because the rest of the dog is like a lighter color, so you really like notice his nose, and he's got kind of the hair kind of covers his eyes a bit, kind of hang, you know, even though he's curly, he's got some like longer hairs around the ears and the eyes.
Let me ask you this: what feeling do you get, Maria, that this could be my dog in the future, like at a like some years down the road, in this lifetime?
That you know, you're giving me chills right now, so I think that you're on to something there. So
okay.
this could be a dog that is coming to you, and if it is, I feel that a dog you had in the past is connecting you with this animal, is kind of sending this animal your way.
Okay, so not necessarily reincarnating.
Not reincarnated, like guiding you to this particular animal.
That's good to hear because
yeah,
that is
yeah.
a concern I've
yeah.
had because sometimes I feel like concerned that, you know, I have had, God has sent me all the best dogs in the world, you know, and I joke and I say that it's my recompense
for being
born into
a family. Do you have the ashes of one of these animals? I have to ask you now. Do you have the ashes of one of these animals?
Do I have the what to one of the animals?
The ashes.
Oh, yes, I have all the ashes except for one.
Okay, I'm feeling that there's one in particular that that you have the ashes, and I feel like it's in a little, and something you'd wear, it's like in a little charm or something, too, like some of it.
Oh, yeah, I have my first dog, Rosebud. I have some of her fur in a locket that has rose quartz and amethyst on it.
Oh.
And then my most recent dog, who has passed, Jonah, my beagle, I have an emerald poison ring. You know what I mean when I say a poison ring, where you can open the top and put something in? And I have
okay,
some
yes.
of his, yeah, I have some of his beagle fur in an emerald poison ring.
Oh,
it's super cool. Yeah.
Yeah,
I treasure both
like,
of those.
I'm feeling like one is like, it's like in a charm that would either be on a bracelet or a pendant.
That would probably be my Rosebud with the
that's the one I'm
it's like
getting.
A silver tongue pendant and it
that's
has
it.
Rose quartz on the top of
that's it
and then one little amethyst stone and then it has
that's
my Rosebud.
This is the dog that is going to, you know, bring this other dog to you into your life.
Rose was in charge of everything. She was my first dog as an adult, you know, on my own.
Awesome.
And she,
I never expected the conversation to take this turn, but it did, and I guess it was meant to. And we're going to have to continue on next. We have other callers on the line, and we're excited. We're going to have a good, lengthy conversation with you coming up on February 17th.
Kathy are. Chagrin. Thank you so much for
and
everything.
We,
God bless all you guys.
I'm so happy that the phone is working for you, and I'm going to keep in mind the topic of animal communication, because I honestly didn't know that you did that, and it's going to be something I do want to talk about with you more in 2 weeks. So see you then, Kathy.
I'll see you then. I'll be looking forward to it.
All right.
God bless
Thank
everybody.
You very much. Angel blessings.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you, Kathy.
Take care.
Take care.
Take care, honey.
Wow.
Hello, caller.
Never know.
I have a caller. Area code 801. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Charlotte calling from Utah.
Hey, Charlotte. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am wonderful. How can we help you today?
I got to go in another room because my old senior dog has decided to have a very senior moment and not stop barking. And so, sorry. Okay, there we go. All right, here's the deal. First of all, I would love a message from my angels, but like a week ago today, I had a horrible, horrible day. I mean, it was like one of my worst days ever. And then, like, 2 or 3 days later, I kept having, like, these, like, being urged to do, you know, to send people messages and do some oracle card readings that, you know, and the words were just coming. You know, I wasn't having to struggle. And so I guess my question is, am I really progressing? I kind of asked Mary this question yesterday, and I had it worded better in my head before my dog started barking, and then I lost my train of thought, and now I just sound like an idiot. But I think maybe the next step I need to take, I think, was where I was going to go with my next question, but that was the background there, was that I had just gone through, like, you know, it was like there was nothing coming, it felt completely on my own. And then the next thing I know, the one thing that changed was I started packing around a piece of lapis lazuli. And I didn't know if it was the crystal that bumped me up or what.
Okay. Well, what I'm seeing, Charlotte, the angel that is stepping forth is Archangel Metatron. And the message that I'm getting is, you need to, do you do any kind of clearing of your chakras? Do you do any cutting of your cords? You need to keep doing that. You need to keep healing and clearing yourself. I would not, that's where I think the blockage is coming through. But you're on your way to great things. I mean, you really shouldn't doubt yourself. So also work on your heart chakra and believing in yourself, as well as your solar plexus. You know, just keep those really clear. As far as a crystal I know you want to move forward with your psychic development. I'm a great believer in amethyst, and also I'm also getting a message from Metatron, also citrine or goldstone, which is the golden colors, you know, working with the solar plexus and believing in yourself. Maria, are you getting anything?
Yes. Okay. What I'm getting is that the angels are telling me for you, Charlotte, is that you need to get your head out of the past. I feel like your thoughts are going and going and going and replaying things, rehashing like same old things over and over again. That is kind of, it's holding you back. It's weighing you down. Okay, so the good thing about that is you're in control of your thoughts. It's the one thing that we can somehow take control over is what we choose to think about. Okay, so the angels are reminding you that when these thoughts that come up that are bringing upon stress and worry to you, recognize it and dismiss them, and ask the angels to take these worries for you, okay? And try not to dwell on them, because I feel like that's really what's really slowing you down and weighing you down right now is it's all in what you're thinking about, and it's stuff, a lot of it is old stuff, okay?
It is.
And I feel, so why keep this old stuff weighing you down? You know, you're past it now. Leave it behind you, okay? It's not serving you any good. Archangel Ariel comes through, and this is the archangel that's known as Lion or Lioness of God, and this is the archangel that we can turn to when we need courage, especially when we want to be able to speak our truth. And I feel like, you may have some blockages in the throat chakra and in the third eye area. And I feel that once you clear blockages in the throat chakra area, your third eye is going to also open up more for you. So like Sharona said, if you're considering doing any kind of, intuitive psychic work, things like that, you want to clear these chakras out, because you want to be able to speak the things that come to you and not hold them back, say what needs to be said, and then you won't have so much of this fog either. I feel like you get some brain fog too with things when it comes to making decisions and things like that. So learn from the past, but don't just take the whatever happened in the past and grow and learn from it and use it as a positive instead of dwelling and being, you know, rehashing things and being in a state of fear that something might happen again. You know better now, so just move forward with that. Dax?
Yeah, I would say that was spot on. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I'm, working on. But, it's the new thing. So I have my whole life of doing that, and so breaking the habit in one day, is not going to happen, but it's definitely
One day at a time.
Yep.
One hour at a time. A thought comes up in your head. See if you can keep yourself from focusing on, if it's a negative thing from the past, see if you can put it aside just for an hour. Start that way.
Perfect.
And you'll train yourself. You'll get better and better. Next thing you know, 2 hours you'll be able to do it. Then 3 hours. Then a day. Then a week. Do it that way. Okay. Break it down.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Dax, do you have any messages for Charlotte?
Awesome. No, Charlotte. Actually, I've got I've been trying to message you guys on Facebook. I took Sharona into the green room to let her know. We actually have questions coming from the chat room. I'm actually monitoring the chat room, folks, and there's some interesting things in here. I already answered some of the questions off air, but one is from Pondering Human, and I find this is really great for the beginning of the year. So Pondering says, "Hello, I would love to hear a message on what to focus on this year and how I can be of service and contribute with love and joy in my retirement. Thank you."
Oh, that's nice. That's really, really
Isn't that
great.
A nice one?
I like that.
That's lovely.
I like that a lot. Okay, let's see what we come up with.
Yeah.
Wait, let me just keep...
What advice? Where can we... Go ahead, Charlotte.
You start.
Sharona.
Well, I'm getting actually two archangels are stepping forward. I'm getting Ariel, and I'm also getting Raphael. And I'm thinking animals, some kind of work of being of service and working with animals and people, but a very, very strong indication there, and healing people through animals. So I'm just thinking of like therapy animals and taking, you know, teaching people about how beautiful animals are and the unconditional love that they have. Maria, what are you getting?
Okay, what I'm getting here is there's definitely new opportunity coming up, and the angels are reminding pondering human to, you know, hold on to their dreams, keep the faith. I see lots of happiness in the near future coming for pondering human. I feel like everything is happy. It's a joyful time that you're coming into, and there's definitely a career transition coming through. I pulled an angel card, and I got the card of Archangel Shamuel, and it's the card of a career transition, and it says, you know, your life purpose is triggering a blessed career change. So there is new work coming up, and that really, really goes with some of the tarot cards that I pulled, and with the Ace of Wands, which lets us know
I got
that
the same thing, Maria.
New. Did you really? Perfect. And I feel like
it's
also
crazy.
I'll let you jump in a second. Let me just finish this thought. I feel like there's going to be something to do with relationships as well, working with helping others that have relationship issues. So I feel like something like that might be coming through. And I know Sharona said something about animals. Animals, you know, we have relationships with animals as well. So maybe there's something that goes along with that too. So go ahead, Dax.
I'm getting the animals too. Like
in
the cards, I got the Nine of Pentacles, you know, and she's taking care of the bird. You know, she's got the bird in her hand, the falcon, like falconry. And then the Knight of Wands, of course, has horse in it, you know. Also, I got the Knight of Wands together with the Four of Pentacles. So there's that holding on to your dreams and your passions for pondering. Yeah. And I think it's going to require some, like, now that you're retired, you have more time. You can study things. The Page of Coins comes up suggesting to study. And then, of course, you know, I already told you I got the Nine of Pentacles, so the self-made woman. So now it's your opportunity with whatever you did in the past before your retirement. It's your opportunity to be the entrepreneur and have like a whole second life, you know, where it's not you know, you're retired. It's not a job. It's you're actually using your, you know, from the Knight of Wands, you're using that fire energy, you know, what your passions are and helping other people. That's what I'm getting.
Perfect. And that perfectly complements what I was saying about, you know, even though she's going to retirement, the career change card that comes up, you know, when you go into retirement, very often most of us don't sit around and do nothing. We work with something that we felt called to do, and something that brings us a lot of joy, and we can put our time into the things that we want to do. So, you know, with what you're saying there, and where you ended off now with helping others and that's why I feel like there's going to be the deal with, you know, with something going on with helping with relationships. And she also got the card of the cups and the likely outcome. So whatever it is that she's doing with this, it's going to bring her a lot of happiness. And there's a lot of happy times to come in the future.
I love how all three of us got a lot of the same, like, kind of crossover information, you know, confirming each other. I thought that was really, really great. Do we got time to do another quick one from the chat room before we go to the phone lines?
Sure.
Okay, because this one actually came in really early in the program, and I almost missed it. I had to scroll back. It's Jolly Legend, and Jolly is asking, "Hi, my question is just, do you think my health will, or when do you think my health will get better? And I think we can just, you know, look at this real quickly. You know, we always have to preface that we're not medical practitioners. We're not licensed medical practitioners. You know, we can't diagnose or, you know, but maybe if we reworded a little bit, what do the angels want Jolly to know about her health situation, you know, and that might be a little bit more open-ended there.
Well, what I'm getting is, you know, the mind-body connection, and that the fact is to stay focused on the positive, you know, envision for yourself being healthy and strong and happy and you know, and put your fears out, give your fears away to the angels. Ask the angels to take the fears, you know, or just call upon God. Okay, you don't have to connect through angels if you don't want to. I mean, some people find it easier to do. You can just say, God, you know, please, you know, help me to heal. I trust, I put my faith in you that, you know, I will get over whatever it is that has been ailing you, ailing me. And I trust in that, you know, even though the doctors may tell me one thing, it doesn't matter because God is in control. You are always in control. And if it's your will for me to get over whatever the situation is, I will get through it, and I will have no fear either way. I'm going to move forward with the things that I want to do for myself, and I'm going to stay focused on the positive, and I'm going to ask you to bring me out of whatever situation it is. And that's the way I would put it, and I would just put my total trust in God. And you could ask God, please send me your angels to protect me and heal me. You call upon Archangel Michael for protection, Archangel Raphael for healing. Those are the two most probably popular archangels. You have Michael and Raphael that most people are familiar with. Michael is protection, strength, courage. Raphael is healing, healing of all kinds of things, not just physical, but emotional, mental things, you know, whatever it may be. So ask for that. And I'm going to pull an angel card for, and I got Archangel Jeremiah also. That comes through.
Ah.
Archangel Jeremiah comes through for those that have been through a lot. You know, I say these are the people that have been through the school of hard knocks. And Archangel Jeremiah comes through, and he can help you with past life issues as well. I mean, sometimes the things that are holding us back are, you know, our cells have DNA, and they're you know, referencing something that maybe that was from a past life that we need to let go of that is affecting us in this life. So you can also ask Archangel Jeremiah, if there's any connection to what's going on with me right now that is something that I'm carrying through with me from a past life, please help me to release it. Please let it be released and neutralized. Okay?
Maria, you know, I just want to quickly say that I'm getting a lot of confirmation, especially on the part about Jolly being in charge of how quickly this happens. And in the timing position, you know, because he or she was asking for timing, and in the timing position, I get the magician card. Literally, it's in your hands. You're in control of how quickly or how slowly your recovery is. Also, I'm getting some things about thinking outside of the box. So I'm thinking like the advice that you just gave Jolly Maria, I don't think that they thought about that before. And that's part of the thinking outside of the box, you know, trying things that you haven't done before, other kinds of alternative health practices as well. Sharona, what are you getting?
I am getting a very similar message. I'm also seeing Archangel Raziel, which has to do with intuition. And also, I'm also getting a thing about maybe going online and doing some researching, definitely looking into some what we call complementary treatments that you can do along with your doctor. But it's all about taking back that power of your healing. And as far as the timing, I think the the timing is actually happening right now. I'm getting that going forth from today, you're going to start to feel better. But tap into your intuition.
Oh, and Sharona, I just wanted to mention that in the chat room, pondering is confirming what you were saying. Actually, they take care of their senior dog now and love animals, just like you were saying about the animals, Sharona.
Yes.
That's pretty amazing. Well, that's it so far from the chat room. If anybody has any questions, just pop them in the queue there or in the chat room, in the queue, in the messaging, and I'll write them down and we'll get to them if we have time. But back to the phone line, Sharona.
Sounds good.
All righty.
Let's see who has been waiting for us.
Who's been waiting the longest?
Looks like area code 267. Let me bring them on. Hello, caller.
Hello.
What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Donna. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Donna.
Hello. Yeah, I wanted to know, I basically let go of the past, things that weren't good for me. I finally just am over it. I really am. And I was wondering, what do you see next?
I hear Maria in the background. Maria,
I'm here.
That was on Donna's line, actually.
I went to another room.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Sharona.
Well, the angel that I see stepping forth is Archangel Raphael. And that has to do with giving up your worries. You can't worry about this. You want to give up your worries to your angels. One thing that you might want to do is get like a little angel box, and whenever you get a worry, put it on a slip of paper and put it in that box, because it'll give you a way of setting that intention. You don't want to get too caught up with your worries. I see that you walked away from something, but it was a good thing, and there is much good coming your way. And just don't give in to your fears.
Okay. Just face them.
Sharona keeps.
Yes.
Like
yes.
Just like you keep fading.
Sharona, you're fade. Yeah. You're cutting in and out because we can't hear you.
Oh, am I okay right now?
Donna, could you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you very clear. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we couldn't hear you, Sharona. It cut out.
Okay. Well, thank goodness, Donna. Donna, is that helpful as far as, I mean, you're definitely on the right track, and the only thing that's kind of holding you back is worries, and to maybe try that technique of where you have a worry box and just write whatever you're worried about, because you don't want to use that to focus on. You want to focus on what you want, not what you're worried about, and maybe physically writing it on a piece of paper and putting it into a box.
You're so right on with that, Sharona, and I want to tell you why. I was missing part of what you were saying because it was like I would hear a few words and then it was going off and it would be like dead air and then I'd hear a few words again. But from what I got, what you're saying to Donna about, writing her worries and putting into a God box, well, let me just tell you, I think you're on the right track because I pulled a couple of cards for Donna and I got Archangel Gabriel. First, well, let me just explain how I did it. I have an Archangel Gabriel deck here that I didn't use the whole show, but all of a sudden I noticed it over in the corner. I was like, let me grab my Archangel Gabriel deck. I feel like there's a message for Donna from Archangel Gabriel. So I pull a card from there, and I got a card about writer's group. It says it's talking about, you know, joining a writer's group to get inspiration.
Oh, that's fascinating.
And support, right? So then I'm like, okay. Which card it is. It's Archangel Gabriel, creative writing, and it's talking about making time to write down your thoughts in a journal, you know, or something of that sort, or write an article or a book. And what is Sharona talking about here as I'm pulling these cards? She's talking about, you know, writing your worries down on paper and putting them in a God box. So I think that will be really work for you. And if you've ever thought about doing any kind of creative writing, Archangel Gabriel is behind you, inspiring you. So go for it.
Okay.
Alrighty. Dax?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome, Donna.
No, that was just perfect. I'm going to... I'm still monitoring the chat room and doing some things in the background, folks.
Okay. That was just very synchronistic how those cards
Thanks,
came up
Donna.
Just so randomly. Yes.
It's great. I just love the
mm-hmm.
writer's group idea. I just think that's fantastic.
Right. The group,
right? So
for support and things like that.
Let's check on the time here. We got about another 15 minutes left. It's just blowing by today. Great calls and questions in the chat room. And remember, if you have a question, pop it in the chat room. We'll get to that.
Hey Zach.
But
I noticed we didn't talk about the upcoming shows.
Well, that's what I was just getting to. I was saying, you know, we only have 15 minutes left. We should get to the upcoming shows. Sharona, were you doing that this week, or you want me to do it?
Yes, we've got some really cool stuff coming up. We have, first of all, there's going to be a premiere episode with a new host, Stephanie Mayo. So it's a premiere episode on Thursday, September 7th. And she has a new show, and you'll be able to get many readings with her. And she just seems like a really exciting lady. And then I'm seeing on Friday that there's a party. On February 8th, it's a party celebrating our 250th episodes, and there'll be open lines. And that'll be with you, Dax, and Dr. Rose Wilkinson. So it looks like some really cool stuff coming up. And then, of course, Saturday, there's going to be Mary Brown will be back, and she's going to be doing love readings, because Valentine's Day is coming up. So you definitely want to tune in next week and all kinds of cool stuff. And, of course, on Monday we've got our wonderful show with Stephanie Hahn. She's going to be talking about getting rid of limiting beliefs. And Tuesday we have a program.
It's Catherine Hahn. Sharona, it's Catherine
Hahn. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Catherine,
you're mixing up the... the host here.
I'm mixing up and see.
It's
like
Catherine Hahn and Stephanie Mayo with her brand new show on Thursdays.
Yes.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Oh, my. Oh, my. And, of course, Tuesday we have a show on developing as a medium with Rose Fullhorst and Vivian Albin. So we've got so many good shows next week. I'm just mixing up my hosts. What can I say?
Sorry, I just wanted to finish up on what Sharona was saying. We're really excited about the 250th episode, and we would like all of our hosts, anybody that's available when the show's on next Friday, to join us and help us celebrate, and of course all the listeners out there too, you know, especially if you've been a really long time listener, and we'd love for you to call in the show and say hi, you know, on our 250th episode. Go ahead with what you got, Maria.
Okay, I just wanted to remind folks that on Sunday, February 17th, live at 2 p.m. Eastern, Sharona and I will return to Angelic Realms Radio, and that will be our special Angel Practitioner Spotlight episode where we interview one of our members of the IAAP and certified angel practitioners. And joining us on February 17th will be Kathy Chagrin. She called in earlier in the show today just to say hi, and she will be joining us, again, that's Sunday, February 17th, live at 2 p.m. Eastern. And I'm sure Kathy will be happy to take calls for mini readings and angel messages from our callers as well. So even though it's an interview show, we still will be taking your calls. So we'll be happy to see you then. I also want to let folks know that if you've ever wanted to learn how to talk to angels yourself, I can teach you how to make amazing connections with the angels. In the IAAP's most popular course, the Certified Angel Practitioner course, which is also known as the CAP course, I'll provide you with everything you need to know to bring the angels into your life and work. So if you're interested in this and you'd like to check out more information about it, you can find the full course description and table of contents. Just take a visit, hop over to angelpracticioners.com/more-about-CAP. That's angelpracticioners.com/more-about-CAP. And if you have further questions, if you'd like, feel free to email me if you have something specific you'd like to know about it before getting involved. You can email me, maria@angelpracticioners.com, maria@angelpracticioners.com. I'd love to hear from you. Dax?
That's it. I guess so. We've got about 8 minutes left. We can go back to the phone lines.
Let's
Sharona,
do it.
We got more calls?
I think that we do. Let's see what we have. I don't think we took caller area code 845. So let me bring that person on. Hello, caller.
Hey.
What is
Hi,
your name? Where are you calling from?
Derek from New York.
Hey, Derek. Derek from New York. So wonderful to talk with you. How can we help you?
I just had a question. My grandmother had passed away about a week and a half ago, and she was living with Alzheimer's for the past 10 years, so we basically couldn't communicate with her. And I was wondering if you were able to connect with her and see if she has any messages.
Wow. How long ago was this? You say, Derek?
About 10 days ago she passed away.
It's very recent. Okay. Sometimes it's not the easiest to get a message when somebody is just newly departed like that. There's a lot that goes on, and they have to actually learn how to communicate again.
Yeah, that's got to be really hard, right,
language.
Maria?
Yeah, but it does, I'm not going to say it can't be done. It can happen. And one thing I want to ask you, Derek, do you know what to watch out for, the signs and the way that they might connect with us? Are you, aware about those kind of things?
Not really.
Okay. Because it's worth it if you, do a little research and learn, or take a course and maybe learn about how they might communicate with you, because this way you're open to the signs, and it's so much more, when you get a sign yourself that you can't deny, I can't say what it does for you. It does wonders, because I lost my younger brother. I can't believe that, I'm talking about him today because it was it was 3 years ago this week, and I remember the very, a couple of days after he was gone, when we had the service, I got some very clear signs from him where he actually was affecting lights that were in the room that I was on, and the light would get dim and get brighter. And when I would say, "Is that you?" and I'd say his name out loud, "Is that you?" And it would get brighter, and then it would go dimmer, and I know that his energy was doing it.
So there's many, many ways that spirit can come through and connect with us. So you want to like learn about those kind of things. And I'm okay. Your grandma right now is. See if I could get anything on her. Let's see. Were you not able to be there at the very end,
no.
Eric?
No,
okay.
I was traveling in New Zealand.
All right. That's what I'm getting really strong, and I'm getting the feeling that you weren't able to be there, and I feel, you know, tears. You know, I feel like, you know, you're very sad and tears, and she wants you to know that you have nothing to feel guilty about, okay? Nothing to feel guilty about. It was not meant for you to be there, okay? It was not meant for you to be there and see that the transition take place, okay? So just know that if it gives you any comfort at all, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You did not have to be there. Sharon, are you getting anything?
Yes. What's coming through is I'm getting a message where she's saying, I'm so much better now, and also that she gives you a good night kiss at night.
Mm-hmm. I kind of felt
really?
That one day.
Aww.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Was there, was she the type of grandma to wear pearls? You know,
she
not,
did.
Not all grandmas
yeah, her...
are into that. She's very into her pearls. Okay, because that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing her very, like, yeah, I'm seeing her like that. These things were very important to her. And, you know, and I feel like, you know, that maybe she has costume jewelry, too. Not everything was, like, real, and you know, gemstones of value. She might have had, like, a lot of costume jewelry, but she loved these things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what I'm seeing. So, you know, I think that, you know, I feel like she wants you to, there's one piece that's very special that really reminds you of her in particular, and I feel like she wants you to have it. And I don't know if it has, you know, I don't think that it has much monetary value as it has sentimental value. And I think you'll know the piece that I'm talking about that especially reflects that. And it's something with some type of a pearl look to it. So, if, you know, have that, hold on to that, and know that her spirit is with you and that you were not supposed to be there. So don't, please do not. She's the last thing that she wants is for you to feel guilty about anything.
Okay.
Very much. Okay. They would. She would not want you to feel guilty about that. Okay? She would. Matter of fact, I feel like she wouldn't have been able to let go if you were present. She would. It might have dragged out longer had you been there. And so I feel something with the throat too. Was she having trouble communicating towards the end?
She couldn't speak.
Because I'm getting. I feel something with the throat.
Yeah, there's something happened, yeah.
Okay, all right. So I'm getting, you know, the problem with the communication, and I get the color blue. Okay.
Interesting.
So I don't know, does she like blue?
She liked every color, but I'll have to ask my mom.
Okay, because I feel like the color blue, I'm seeing the color blue as being a color that she would like. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And like not a pale blue, like more like a royal blue, type of cold blue, okay, like a bright blue, okay. All righty.
Okay.
All right. Okay, Derek, we really appreciate your call today. Okay, there's not much we could do in, you know, a short few minutes here, but that I hope that it gives you some comfort. And the most important message, most important is that, you know, that you don't feel guilty about not being there. She's with you. She's in your heart, and she's with you always. And that's all you need to take. Rest assured in that. She's not, you know, upset that you weren't there. Matter of fact, she's glad that you weren't there at that moment.
Okay.
Okay?
That helps. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Angel blessings. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Wow, and we're at the top of the hour already.
Wow.
Shall we take another call? I see one that's been on quite a while. So
yeah, we have another one that's been on real long. You want it?
Yeah,
yes,
I think
no?
Can I just suggest something, Maria? Yeah, I think you missed 916 before, and so why don't we take that call, and then that'll be the last call for the show.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, let's go. Hello, caller. What is your name, and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Ray, and I'm calling from Sacramento, California.
Hi, Ray.
Hello, thank you very much for taking my phone call. I really appreciate it. I've been enjoying the readings you've been giving me, or you've been giving to your callers. And so,
thank you.
Of course, and so my question is I'm at a crossroads at my career, and I have no idea what I'm going to be. I mean, I know what I want to do, what I'm passionate about. I just quit my job about a month ago, and I just said, screw it, I'd rather Uber, you know, until I find my next job.
Wow.
Don't blame you. Don't blame you. I've actually counseled people to do that. I've said, just go and, you know, work for Lyft or, you know, work for yourself doing Lyft or Uber while you're in transition. I've actually told people that before.
I'm feeling this is really good. Yeah, I felt the most gratifying because I actually got recruited by a bigger firm and I was there for 4 weeks. I hated it, came back home, and I said, look, I know what I want to get into, but I have no idea where I'm going to be happy, and, you know, I'm not trying to be rich. I want to, you know, be comfortable, you know. And
exactly.
Do something what I'm really passionate about and support myself.
You sound very grounded, Ray. This is Maria Mas. You sound very grounded to me, and you sound that you get this Aries passion and assertiveness that comes through you. I don't know if you are an Aries or, you know, have some Aries somewhere in your chart, but you have that assertiveness that comes through and that leadership type of ability, okay? And so wherever it is, you have like this fire sign energy that's coming through you, but yet you're very grounded at the same time, like in earth signs as well. So I'm sure if some astrologer, I'm not an astrologer, but I'm sure if an astrologer did your chart, you know, you would have some of these signs, you know, with certain planets in your chart that would really, really make a lot of sense to you. I think that you should, I think it would be worth it for you to consult, you know, an astrologer, a professional astrologer who can do a natal chart for you and work all this up for you. What I'm getting is I'm getting a lot of good things. I feel that, you know, that you've taken control of yourself. Oh, that's it. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not happy with this and I'm not going to stick with this. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to make a change here. Okay, I'm not going to get stuck. I'm going to make a change and take that leap of faith and move forward. And I feel like I feel you have a lot of options, and I feel that you're going to be doing some traveling around, whether you're doing the Ubering or not for a while, but whatever that is, it's just temporary because I feel like you might be going back to school, okay? And if there's anything you've been thinking of doing, I think, you know, Archangel Zadkiel is coming through loud and clear. This is the Archangel that assists those that want to get into teaching and learning and either go back to school or actually do some teaching themselves. This Archangel comes through for them very often. So, you know, call upon this Archangel. Archangel Zadkiel, Zadkiel. His name means, Righteousness of God, I believe is his name. His name means. They all have different meanings of their names. And I feel like this angel, I feel you going back to study something. I don't know if what you did in the past had to do with printing and something with like computers or maybe page layout or design or something like that, where you're working on a computer and you're doing stuff that would be printed out in high quality prints or something like that, or if that's something that you are considering doing, because I'm getting something like that, working with layout and color and things like that. And whatever you do, if you do learn something new and do go back to school, you may also find yourself on the other end training and teaching in that area. So I don't know if that, you know, how that sounds to you, if that makes sense and that connects with you, Ray, please, you know, take it. And if it does sound good to you, continue working with Archangel Zadkiel. Sharona?
I'm getting also Archangel Gabriel. So you want to put it out to the world what you want to do. Don't hold back. Tell people. I feel that helpful people are going to come to you. So don't be afraid. I think maybe you were holding back and you didn't want to, you know, put it out there. But now is the time. And I see lots of helpful, both physical people, but also angels coming to help you with this. I see a very happy ending. And this is full circle that you've come. So congratulations.
Thank you. I guess I'll tell you, too, I'm more so in the world of communications. I've been doing PR, and I just had passion in politics, so that's why I came back home to Sacramento. And I just don't know what my next route is. You know, I'm very entrepreneurial, as my my boss said. You know, I'm a grinder. I make things happen. So I'm doing a lot of informational interviews this week to see what fits me, and I heard some other positions like, oh, I never thought about that. And so that's where I'm just kind of like curious if you see me in politics, if that's the right thing, or what you guys see, I guess, is my point of question.
Well,
oh, yeah. It's so funny because
Maria
mentioned.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I just wanted to mention that, Maria, you talked about that Aries energy. And as soon as you said that, I looked down at my cards and I had the Emperor card, which is Aries, you know. And – you know, I'm getting all of these cards that are talking about you're in charge, like entrepreneurial, doing it yourself, that kind of thing is what's kind of, I mean, there's a slight delay going on here, and it's going to require you to kind of like think outside of the box on this stuff, you know. You might be a little close to it all. You need to kind of step back and you know, reevaluate. But yeah, you definitely should be in charge.
Mm. Do you have like a timeline or like something in the next 3 to 6 months or 2 weeks or 2 years or anything like that?
You guys getting anything on that?
I think there's going to be he's going to be doing something else temporarily for a while, and I feel like he's going to be getting into studying some new line of work. Okay, but how long that's going to take, I don't know. I'm not getting that clearly.
Well, I'm definitely getting that you're going to change the world and go for it. It's just very happy endings and somehow bringing change with like a new spirituality and a new equality and new possibilities for people. So I'm looking forward to seeing what you bring forth. Awesome.
You know what's interesting? And I just mentioned this. Sharona had mentioned Archangel Gabriel, and the fact that Ray said he'd like to get involved with politics and things like that. Archangel Gabriel is the archangel of communication. So anybody that does any type of communication, and is in that line of work, Archangel Gabriel is a great archangel to work with. So keep that in mind, Ray. And I went and I pulled a card from my Archangel Gabriel deck, and it's so. The card that I pulled, it says, keep going, and it says, use the energy of any disappointments to fuel your creative project with authentic emotion. If that doesn't hit the nail on the head here, and that's actually what you're doing, so you're moving, you know, in the right direction. So I wouldn't worry about time. I would just keep moving forward, doing what you do best and doing what you feel, you know, guided to do and what you know, makes you feel inspired and keep going with that, and it'll all work itself out.
However, one last thing I want to mention is, you know, you talked about Uber, and I got the Chariot card, Maria.
Zach, you're going to laugh.
Yeah.
I got the Emperor and the Chariot and the tarot cards that I pulled for him, too. So there's definitely.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
And by the way, I think we'll just leave it with this as far as timing because, I already mentioned there was a delay. I got the Hanged Man, okay, which is 12. 1 + 2 = 3. So it is in the timing position, okay. So I would say that there's this delay, but things break up in about 3 months. Just to put a number on it.
Good answer.
Okay, cool. Thank you guys very much. I really appreciate time and help.
I hope
thanks
you
for calling
call
in,
us back in a few months and let us know how it worked out, because
we'll
like to hear from you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, guys. Okay, thanks.
Angel blessings. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Angel
bye-bye.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
Awesome. So that brings us to the end of another Angelic Realms.
Awesome. Remind everyone to join us, Sharona and I, again on Angelic Realms Radio, February 17th, live at 2 p.m. Eastern for our Angel Practitioner Spotlight, where we'll have our special guest, Kathy Chagrin, and we will also be taking your calls for free mini readings and angel messages.
And I want to remind everybody to tune in tomorrow, because Monday, February 4th, that's when Catherine Hahn is going to be starting her new series. So she just ended a series of shows about the Archangels. Now she's starting a whole other series already, and it's Discovering Who You Truly Are is the name of the series. And then on tomorrow's show specifically, it's Letting Go of Limiting Beliefs. So I think that's a great thing, you know, just perfect timing for the beginning of the year, as we're, you know, all setting our intentions and goals right now for 2019. You need to let go of those limiting beliefs. So tune in for Catherine's show, Compassionate Light, Healing and Guidance, tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. PsycheTalk.net/live. Awesome.
Enjoy the Super Bowl.
Well, thanks, ladies. Yeah, enjoy
yeah.
the Super Bowl, everybody. And I'm going to go out and play in the rain, I think, and get some more coffee. It's the perfect day for coffee or a mocha or something with all this mm-hmm. rain coming down here in Tucson. And I want to thank all of our listeners and great callers and the questions in the chat room. There was a lot of people in the chat room the whole time. Did you notice that too?
I didn't get a chance to go in and out of there, but I did pop in there once. It's pretty busy in there. So thank you, those that have been so patient in the chat room, and I'm glad that we were able to get to some of your questions too. Thank you for joining us.
Yes. Awesome. Well, goodbye, everybody. I'm going to say goodbye, Maria. Goodbye, Sharona. Till next time.
Bye.
Till next time. Angel blessings.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.